Cassandra Rose is on a summer music tour that includes stops in Chicago, St. Louis, and on this night, Tallahassee. She's playing in Indian Head Factory's performance space, a small cafe scattered with colorful chairs and an alcove for small acts, with a backdrop of fairy lights. The other side of the building is a professional recording studio. Sean Leonard and his wife Tracy opened the space a few years ago.
I was blown away. You missed a great show last night. The stuff she does with the looping pedal on her voice is ridiculous, which actually, as an aside, I haven't seen this.
Leonard says when he first moved to Tallahassee, there weren't many places to see performances.
It used to be like, dead, really dead. Now you've got no excuse. You can literally look in paper or Facebook events and find something every night. May not be your thing, but there's definitely something happening.
And that's not just on the music front. Laura Johnson calls herself an advocate for the performing arts community. She's also the executive director of the Southern Shakespeare Festival.
All of these terrific small theater companies popping up in Tallahassee. And there's some incredible talent in our city. There's no question that we've got so much talent, and we grow it really, really well. The problem is supporting it.
While there are dozens of performing arts spaces in Tallahassee, from high schools to universities to outdoor amphitheaters, Johnson says small companies often struggle to find spaces to perform and rehearse. And she says she's seen theater groups fail because of that.
In order to grow your audience, you really have to have an established venue that folks associate with you, so they know that, for instance, Theater Tallahassee has got a home. And so you know to see Theater Tallahassee performances, you go to Theater Tallahassee. Well, you've got, you know, there was Canopy Roads, there's the Hispanic Theater Company, there's Irish Repertory Theater. And a lot of folks don't know these companies because they'll pop up at this particular venue and then 6 months later pop up over here. And so they're not at an identifiable location.
Johnson and others in the arts community are hopeful the answer to that problem will be found here, at the end of a dead-end road in a rundown building the state once used as its tourism department warehouse and the intended location for TLH Arts, Inc.
It's Arts, Inc. It's Arts Incubation, it's Arts Incorporated, but it's Arts Inclusion.
Jake Kiger calls himself one of the organizers of TLH Arts. He's also a founder for the co-working and business incubation space, Domi Station.
We have the ability to kind of create this space, much like Domi, but arts-centric and arts-focused, to create those same types of collisions for these different groups that may not otherwise ever interact or intersect.
TLH Arts is expected to include performance space as well as recording studios, plus spaces for learning and collaborating. Johnson helps it will help provide performing companies without a home, an identifiable location, and at a reasonable cost. And despite a few initial concerns, Sean Leonard from Indian Head Factory has come around. He hopes TLH Arts will be a chance for more people to learn about the recording business, helping build Tallahassee's reputation as a place artists travel to make music.
That's like an interesting thing, and I think Tallahassee's very, very, very worthy of artists coming down and taking a look. So too.
Kiker says he supports those ideas and hopes to partner with both Leonard and Johnson. But at this point, he admits it's not completely clear yet what role TLH Arts will play.
That's why if you've seen the floor plan of the space, we worked really hard to ensure that it has that maximum flexibility. You know, it doesn't have to be the huge performing arts room. We can cut that into two. You have the gallery space, you have the admin and co-working offices, because we want to make sure that we're not locking in on one certain thing and then that model doesn't work. We want to make sure there's enough time and energy to pivot and to use those spaces differently if we need to.
Kiker says he plans to work closely with the people he hopes will use the space to get the best understanding of what's needed. He also plans to work with the city and community redevelopment agency to set benchmarks to monitor how those tax dollars are spent. And he says he'll have to raise the rest of the money. But in the long run, he says it's a win-win for the city, especially since TLH Arts will be in a government-owned building. If the project works, he says great. If not, the city has a building with new upgrades and new potential. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.